Yo, yo, yo! What's going on? Support, support!
DJ, how y'all living? How y'all chilling? How y'all feeling?
Man, I'm listening to the radio today and, ask the question. Very simple question. And the quick answer to the question is a hell no before I even tell you the question. Could you date a porn star or a stripper? Can you be in a serious relationship? And like I said, the answer is hell no. Now let's look at it. Okay, let's look at it. Now, me personally, I'm not the prettiest guy in the book, nor am I the biggest vegetable in the produce, if you know what I mean. You got porn stars that got Mandingo warriors down there. How are you supposed to come in after that and go have sex with your woman? Get another thing. I'm pretty sure everybody have seen porn. How am I gonna kiss this woman? If she done had X amount of lack of a better word, of sauces in her mouth. How am I supposed to kiss this woman? Breast smelling like balls and got some of them look butthole. I'm not kissing you. Then you out of public, looking at you like, yo, I just rubbed one off to her the other night. Nah, he was hurt. Come on, man. Come on, son. I'm not doing that. Yeah, okay. You got stripper. No. I don't even know why people even call that a job. That should be like a thing that you do, not a job occupation, because you literally got to be up there shaking your ass while motherfuckers throwing money at you. Now, granted, hey, you want to get your money, you know, some papers, college tuition, and, you know, some bills. You struggling. Goddamn, hey, do you. But to call that's your job, no. I couldn't do it. Hell no, I couldn't do it. Then they brought up bullying again on the, said some little kid just killed himself and he was being bullied. RIP to the kid. But you had that much energy to kill yourself, you should have put that towards, as Madea would say, tear that ass up to the bully. Let me tell you something about a guy. I don't care how big a guy is. When it comes down to guy bullying, you know, girls do their own bullying. When it comes down to a guy bullying, I don't care how big that man is. If you catch him in them balls, he's dropping. You catch him in that throat good enough, or in that nose, he's dropping. Bite him. Scream, go crazy. They will stop bullying you. All that BS y'all telling these kids, telling adults, that ain't gonna do nothing. That's not gonna do nothing. That's not gonna do nothing. Trust me, I know, I've been through it. It's not gonna do nothing. You have to act on your own. You gotta determine right then and there, am I going to continue to let this shit happen? Or am I going to do something about it? Am I provoking violence? No, I'm not. But in this instant, you got to, hey, brother, you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. Am I going to keep getting my ass whipped every day? Am I going to keep letting this man take my money? Am I going to keep letting him push me around, embarrass me? Am I going to keep letting him do it? I ain't saying go have a school shooting, but you know how to, hey, y'all kids got, y'all pay our kids how to fight. Stand up for themselves. Because I promise you, if you go against that so-called bully and you show him a side of you that he ain't never seen, he be like, hey, man, you good, though? Hey, he gonna leave you alone. Trust me, I done it. There's ways around it, but y'all got to take them to the parents that the kids are bullying these people. I blame y'all. I blame y'all. What are they doing? They're bullying because of the clothes he got on. They're bullying because of the shoes he got on. Like, I hear these parents talk all the time. Talking like, yeah, I had to get my child some Jordans. I had to get them. Oh, they won't wear nothing else but this. They won't what? Who is the parent? Who is the parent? You're not going to tell. I wish I could have told my mother or my father or my grandmother, whoever else I stayed with at the time, I'm not wearing that because this is that, man. I got my damn teeth knocked out of my mouth. I woke up, it would have been Monday, I would have woke up on a Wednesday, the following Wednesday. No. That was wrong. Y'all teaching these kids now there, oh, you got to have this, or you know what I'm saying, you got to be flashy, you know what I'm saying, that way, no, you're attracting the wrong friends. Because them flashing, they ain't going to help you. They're scared they might scuff up their J's. They're scared they might mess up their new polo shirt. They ain't real friends. And the only way you want to be my friend because I got to dress a certain way, I don't want you to be my friend. Like, I see my cousins and people, you know what I'm saying, buying shirts $60 a piece. The fuck? Man, you know how many shirts I can get in Burlington and still look just as fresh as you look? I shop at Burlington all the time. Burlington, Ross. Every now and then I might go to the mall and get something. It'll be a store in Chesapeake called Vibe. Or go to Farmer's Mill. I'm not about to go pay $60 for a shirt. And I can see the shirt and a whole lot going on, but it's a plain damn shirt with a name up there. Man, whatever. $100 pair of jeans. Are you out your mind? Them jeans about to put their self on. $200-$300, $500 for a pair of shoes, $1,000 for a shoe. Are you out your rabbit ass mind? $1,000? That shoe by a tie itself, it about to never get dirty, it about to take itself to the dry cleaner, it motherfucker about to just press the gas pedal, all I gotta do is lean the spread. What the hell is wrong with y'all? What we gotta do better? We got to do better. Football season starting. Football season, let's bring this energy back up. Football season, I need y'all to go ahead and claim your teams now. While it's preseason, go ahead and claim your teams now. Don't wait till they get close to their Super Bowl, but yeah, that's my team. Now, it's team. Baltimore Ravens, that's my team. I'm from Baltimore. Well, I'm from D.C., but I don't like Redskins, so I fuck with Baltimore. No, so I think we got, RG3 now? I fuck with Baltimore. Hey, because ain't nothing I hate, man, the motherfuckers being from, mother from Carolina. Hey, look, you gotta rip your home. Mother from Carolina talking about, yeah, St. Louis Rams fan, and they ain't never been a damn to St. Louis. I'm a Patriots fan. Ain't never been to New England. Ain't never smelt New England. I'm a Seahawks fan. Ain't never been to Seattle. Only, I like when it comes to baseball, I like the Orioles. We ain't too much shit, but I like them. And only sport that I don't rep the team is Washington Wizards. I don't. I'm a Boston man when it comes to basketball. I like Boston. But Boston is a team. The reason why I like Boston was because Ray Allen was up there. See, I wasn't a team. I was a player. You know, wherever that player went, that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's the team I liked. I was Ray Allen, one of the best players I liked, you know what I'm saying, so I followed him wherever he went, that's where I went. It's just like a LeBron fan talking about, I'm a Cleveland fan, but as soon as LeBron goes well, well now I'm a Heat fan. No, well, you're a LeBron fan, you don't have a team. Playing the teams now. The Baltimore going all the way. All the way to the house. Never stop. I got faith in my team, man. I mean, we ain't really been shit since Ray Lewis retired, but we're going to get right. Got to have faith.
But anyway, y'all, this is man, EJ the Comedian, man. I'm about to check out, man, y'all. Hit me up in my DM. Catch me at EJ,
a.k.a. Merlin. Hit me up with EJ Patterson. Let me know what you think, man. Give me some topics. I'll talk about anything. I'm a comedian. I don't care. I ain't famous yet, so goddamn, I ain't censoring that. Even when I get famous, I ain't censoring nothing. I'm rough, raw, rough, ragged, and raw. Let's go.